Hello, this is Brother Mike at May-21, 2011.com with a little message entitled Life in the Ark with No Place to Go. Can you imagine how difficult it would have been for Noah and his family to be confined to a ship for 370 days, a little over a year, before finally they were commanded by the Lord to step onto dry ground? In the ark, they could see nothing but the walls, floor, and ceiling for about the first 9 months. This means they would have had very little insight at this time as to when dry ground would appear, other than the fact that they knew the ark had run aground about a month earlier on top of a mountain somewhere. By this, they would have at least been encouraged in the realization that dry ground would eventually come, even though they could not then tell exactly when. Then, after this approximate first 9 month period, Noah finally opened a little window which he had built into the ark so that they could begin to see some things on the outside. But their view would have still been quite limited due to the relatively small size of the window and its location, either very near to or on the very ceiling itself. To literally relate this now to our time, we have now been in the ark for about 6.5 months, either ever since the spiritual flood began on May 21. In Noah's time, this means we still have a little over 2 months before the window of the ark will be open to begin to see to the outside as to when dry ground or heaven will appear. So here we are, staring at the four walls of the spiritual ark with no place to go. Is it any wonder why some of us have become a little spiritually claustrophobic? I am sure that Noah and his family would have become like this as well. We have no place to go. We can't go back to the churches, for we have been commanded by our Lord to not return there. Remember what our Lord said in Matthew chapter 24, beginning in verse 15? When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains, and let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house, neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. The Lord is here telling us in parabolic language, of which we've learned a long time ago, that once we had seen the abomination of desolation, who is Satan, standing in the holy place, which refers to Satan ruling in all the churches and denominations of the world, we were to depart from the churches, which God's people already did years ago, and we are now not to return back. To go back to the churches would be tantamount to leaping out of the ark and trying to swim to safety when the floodwaters are still upon the earth. It is guaranteed to lead to death. But if we cannot go back to the churches, neither can we go back to fellowship with the world, for we have been redeemed from the fellowship of the world, and we are commanded by our Lord in 1 John 2:15 to love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of this world. Furthermore, the spiritual floodwaters are still upon the earth, and so to leave the ark in order to go back into the world would likewise lead to a sure drowning death. So where do we go? The only place we can go is to the Lord himself and to others who are in the ark with us, which is exactly what I'm sure Noah and his family were doing at this time as they waited for dry ground. Relating this to Noah's time scale, they had already been in the ark for about 6.5 months or 6.5 months, as now have we. And I am sure they were getting tired of waiting for dry ground, of which they probably hoped would have come a long time ago, as have we. but they had no choice. It was either wait patiently while continuing to look for and pray for dry ground, or die by leaving the ark. Likewise, for us, it is either continue to wait patiently in prayer while looking for dry ground, or leave the ark to go back into the churches or back into the world and die. Which do you choose? I hope, because it is the Lord working and willing to do His good pleasure in you, that you continue patiently waiting and enduring while remaining in the ark, and so prove yourselves to be of the family of Noah and of God. Now, as time goes on, God's people will begin to see more and more clearly when heaven will come. In fact, if it is anything like the days of Noah, which according to Scripture it will be, remember what it said in Matthew 24:37? As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. Then we will be able, at the very least, to come very, very, very close to knowing the exact day of heaven. Already God's people have come closer and closer to truth with each lesson learned along the way, until when finally, on that last day, we will all bow down in great awe at the perfect and completely fulfilled plan of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is Brother Mike at May-21-2011.com, wishing you the best and praying for your patience and endurance. God bless you.